Hi, my name's Bruce Holland, and it's my delight to interview Murray Seamark about the customer intimacy and empowerment program that's just been completed at his company, Canary Butter in Hamilton. Canary's a small but growing dynamic butter company, and it went through a strategic development program with me about a year ago. One of the strategies they came up with then was to become world-class at customer intimacy. And part of that was around empowering their staff to be able to deliver services to the customer as though the customer is right at the centre of the organisation. I should also apologise before we begin. This interview was taken in an airport lounge. Jet aeroplanes were taking off, people were vacuuming, drinking coffee, and all sorts of noises and announcements were being made around us.
So we had 8 sessions, and the sessions started roughly at 10 and ended at 3:30. So there were essentially 8 half-day sessions.
Yeah, there were, yep.
And I think we started with a review of the strategy that we had. So there was
there was an introduction, wasn't there?
Yeah, an introduction session.
Because we've had work done before this come on. You know, we've worked on our strategic plan, and this come out of that, because we realised that to make the strategic plan work, we needed to actually get it to be dynamic. We needed to get it on the floor.
Right.
And
the directors weren't able to do that on
their
own.
No, we were going backwards. And in fact, the team environment wasn't that positive.
Yeah.
We just could not. I couldn't see the wood from the trees. And hence my comments about, if this is going to be more work for me, I'm just not interested.
So you're already up to your neck fighting alligators and stuff?
Yeah, I was always up to my neck. And we were managing things on a daily basis, and everything was coming across our desk. And it was just was a coping thing.
Okay. So then we had the second session, I think, was on Herman and how people are different and we need to talk about, understand them. And
that was an eye opener. I don't think there was one person who didn't enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
To learn a bit about themselves. Mm-hmm. And I can remember going home and telling Cindy and putting her through the.
Oh, okay.
Say, oh, this is why you're like this.
So it is. I mean, we in my experience, we tend to think everyone wants the same as we do, and actually, that's sort of not true. And once you start to understand that, you can start to deal with people in a way that's...
Yeah, and the other thing I got out of that was what we often do is we analyse ourselves and identify our weaknesses and work on our weaknesses. What the process you took her through, you can put a lot of effort into your weaknesses and still be mediocre.
Right.
So you may as well put that extra effort into what you're good at.
Yeah.
And then really focus on that and try and surround you with people who are strong in other areas. And
I must be a good teacher. That's exactly the message I hoped I was going to get through.
Okay.
Third session, I think, was around confidence and influence, trying to get people to, and we asked people to come and talk about people who had influenced their lives, and out of that we got some Canary values. Can you just talk about that for a moment?
We learned, the guys, after, we entered the third session, the guys were starting to open up. And, the first few, they were quite reserved, and so we were starting to trust each other. So we were starting to open up to each other, and we were starting to tell people now things that were quite deep and meaningful to the individual.
Right.
And to be honest, the people who, we were asked to identify the one or two people who have significantly influenced our lives, and a lot of the guys did, and I wasn't one of them. Well, a lot of you encouraged us to go and talk to those people, and a lot of the guys did, and I, in the following session, came around and we started talking about that, and I had to sort of avoid it because I hadn't done it, and I didn't feel very comfortable, actually. I thought of, but I have done it since, and it was, well, the guy didn't know, and his jaw just dropped, and he said, we took it well. but that caused us to Yeah, I think that was more of a personal one. That was like giving self-worth and really reflecting on what your core values are and who's influenced them, and maybe giving an explanation of why people are the way they are. But it didn't, although we did learn a little bit about other individuals, I think we learned a lot about ourselves in that session.
I think the concrete thing that came out of it was a set of values for Canary, one of which was giving each other time, because it was a common theme that came through from nearly all the stories that people told.
Yeah.
So really simple things that people who have changed their lives do. The outcome of that workshop was partly at least around...
core values.
Yeah.
And having those, what, I think there's three.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the start of the change of the team, the start of the trust, I think that was the start of the team building process, thinking back.
Then I think we went through a couple which people found a bit harder because some of the frontline people weren't quite so involved in it. Things like doing customer plans, understanding the customers and what they wanted, and another one was around building measurements about how we know we're succeeding. I guess I saw those as a bit of the medicine stuff we had to do if we wanted to be customer intimate, but they certainly weren't as well received.
It wasn't a good session, and I think the guys struggled and still do with, they don't see the relevance in it for them, and they still don't see how they can influence the customer in their day-to-day job of
so these are people sitting in butter machines,
yeah, making
so
widgets or whatever, and they don't see how, because they still see as the sales guy has the connection with the customer, or the director has the connection with the customer. Did have this difficulty, the guys, because they couldn't visualise it, I think they couldn't really understand it. And even from my point, although I understand, I actually found the process very interesting because we went through a customer that I knew quite well, and going through the process actually put things in boxes for me a bit, and it does influence the way I approach those guys. And I think every customer needs to have this done.
If we had a
sales team of five guys, we would put on a conference together, and in a week we would come out with plans, but of course we don't. So we're having to try and fit that in, but that's going to be, I can see the importance of it, and it's going to be very time consuming, and I think we're going to have to find a way where we can do that for our major customers, but within the resources that we have. So it's almost like we need to find a way to have a format. We'll go and visit them, and then we'll come back, and from that visit and from what we understand about them, apply that profile, and see if we can come up with who's got the influence, and get that picture about the customer.
What really impressed me though was the way you took some frontline people over to one of your major customers, whether you want to talk about it. Were you part of that? Did you go with that?
No, I didn't go with it. Okay. No, it's a customer that I'm very familiar with, and have a reasonably good relationship now with. I asked them for a favour, effectively, and to try and keep momentum going with this program, and that's really what started it. So we chose a couple of guys, and the customer was really happy to take these guys through the process and talk about how, and the guys were asking questions of how can we make things better, and
your guys were asking
trying to ask questions and show that we really care about them.
Your guys came back and report to the rest of the team though?
Yes, they did.
And I've heard coming back, I mean, I only come up for half a day every fortnight, so I only hear a tiny bit of what goes on. But even in that short amount of interaction, I've heard several times people talk about that visit. So,
yep, yep.
You know, it's really important to people.
It's and I think our guys got a lot out of it. It was good for them to see what their product, when they put in a card and it sends, goes out the door, it's the last time they see it.
Right.
And because we're not in retail, they never buy it.
Yeah.
And so we were, it was good for them to see the application of their products and the reason why they're the size they are and the shape they are and the condition, and why they do things maybe seemingly in a strange way, but when they go to the customer, they can then say, oh, that's why we do it.
It adds more meaning to it.
So, I mean, it's bringing, so even though they feel like they don't have any involvement with the customer, they have more than they think they do, they just don't know they do. That's
so one of the things that came out of that was a list of things that how we, even though we're not directly involved with the customer, we can get closer to the customer.
Yep.
And today's session we had a really good example of one of those ideas actually coming to fruition, the video sort of thing.
Oh yeah, the video, that was one out of the blue. I saw Vaughan coming around with a camera, and he said, oh, just smile at the camera.
So Vaughan is who? Vaughan's just one of the front line.
He's just one of the guys.
Yeah.
But anyway, he was wandering around with a camera, and he said, oh, just smile and look like you're doing something. And I'd forgotten about it. It was about 2 weeks ago. I'd forgotten about it. And didn't know what he was up to about. And then today, seeing what he's done out of his... Like, he's done it at home. Put into action his thoughts and he's obviously taken a lot of what we've learned over the last weeks or a few months, and to see that outcome of that that video today, I thought it was great. I thought it was just really well put together, and
it shows Canary in quite a special light, I think.
It showed our products. Some of the main products have been made. So, from a sales point of view or customer, you could talk to each individual part of that and tell a story to a customer. You can see that we're a real company with real people and we're a happy workforce.
So then one of the other workshops was around process improvement and putting together process improvement teams and what I think you ended up calling a coordination group.
Yeah.
Can you talk to me about that workshop and what's come out of it since?
That sort of oversees, not just oversees, but facilitates agreed focus groups. I call them focus groups because it's what I'm familiar with, that are working on specific projects. And some of these projects are... simple process design type stuff, what sort of things piss you off, can we fix them, can we stop product going on the floor, sort of yield savings, but some of them are dynamic in the way we present our documentation so we can do things right the first time. But from what I heard today, being the last session and some of the reports back, there's stuff happening on the floor that I had no idea what was going on. And that was an eye-opener for me. That's the first time I've noticed that.
So people taking real ownership
just going with it. Taking charge and going with it.
So this coordination group, I think, from memory, there were a couple of managers and several staff involved in it. Elected or...
Yeah. one of the directors involved and a couple of elected members off the floor. They've floundered a bit, but I think that we're starting to get some real direction in that group. To be honest, I think there's as much learning in the directors as there is in the guys on the floor.
Just what do you mean by that, Mark?
By trust, empowering. How these guys are, they're not just out there to take everything they can, even, they actually want to help.
To make the organisation better.
I think so. And they've come up with some great ideas and things that I never would have thought of, and I'm sure my partners haven't thought of as well. And I think in that group there's as much learning for us as there is for them. And
for instance, you were telling me on the way to the airport today, obviously, team, we're in an airport, as you can hear, that one of the ideas that came out you think might actually be quite marketable in terms of selling to other manufacturing companies. So,
yeah, totally. Yeah.
So this is a systems change sort of an idea that came out of a process improvement team.
Yeah, you know, many of us have been involved with large corporate companies and manufacturing processes. And some of the ideas that are coming to the floor, I'm sure they've had, you know, this is probably evidences of problems or issues or frustrations that they've had throughout these major companies.
Yeah.
And so they bring in really is quite simple and relatively cheap changes to a system that we've built ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That I thought, man, when I was working for these guys, if I had something like that where I can just push a button and out comes all this information, instead of having to go and search for all the stuff and find out whether it's the latest controlled document, if I had that, that would just be, God, all my Christmases are coming once.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, who knows what's going to come out of this? Maybe, you know, maybe there's a system that we own that can help other like-minded companies and is a market and is a sellable item in itself. Who knows? It's definitely not.
Maybe butter's a minor product.
Maybe these royalties on these ongoing things you don't actually have to turn up to work for, and these ongoing revenue coming in. There is. I said, and I've said this, it was started to be evident, a few sessions ago. There had already been a shift in the openness of the individuals and the team. There had already been things that we just, as directors and the sales guys, did that the guys were interested in, and we just didn't know they were interested in. So. Yeah, you know, and in that getting together and talking about those things, there's been a real building of the team. There was a dark horse, I think you have alluded to, you know, when we first started, is there anyone who's going to, what do you say, shoot the thing down or be our problem child?
Mm-hmm.
And you indicated at the time, you might be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
I have been surprised, mm-hmm. and it has been a positive, you know. He's turned out to be one of a key contributor to the processes that are here.
So someone you thought might have been a problem
has
become a major supporter.
He's a real major supporter, mm-hmm. and he's a person. He's in a position of influence,
mm-hmm.
That's good. That's something that we didn't know we had. It was a negative thing at the time, and it's definitely not negative now.
So just from our listeners' point of view, I mean, some of these people we've been working with, the directors who've turned up each and every time, which I think has been really, really important. We've also with the managers and the supervisors, but most of the people in the room have actually been frontline people, often in gumboots and overalls.
All in gumboots and overalls.
So I've got in mind Joe, who at some stage when the trust was building a bit told us that his brother had committed suicide by hanging himself and his father had been murdered. And I mean, this is probably not typical, but people who have got real stuff happening in their lives and yet contributing in unbelievable ways, I think, to the future of Canary. So just in terms of some of the sort of the emotional, intellectual sort of movements that we've talked about today, Murray, can you just verbalise that a bit for me?
The team has been built closer together because we know more about each other. And I think everyone cares for each other. And there's people there that, you know, we had, you know, there's one lady there who's in the last 3 or 4 weeks has, you know, been going through problems of she's found a lump on her breast.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday she found that was that was nothing to worry about, and she had a, such a, you know, I travelled that journey with her, and I would never have been able to do that without without having the, and I'm, you know, I'm one of the directors, and although I live on the site, you know, I'm the, you know, can be seen as the big cheese, but to have one of the, to have that conversation and that trust that we can talk, I can talk with one of the ones in gumboots and overalls, and be on that same level with them. That's, you can't buy that. It's just, you know, it's what makes the job exciting. It's what, you know, it's more than just, it's got to be more than just dollars and cents for me. But and having that team in, you know, together, it goes around. If you can be that approachable and that friendly to them, they'll do stuff for you that you wouldn't believe. And they'll contribute to things. They won't leave their hearts and their and their minds at the door. They'll bring that in, and they will, if they feel valued and they feel like they can make a difference, people will make a difference. I've been in environments like that and flourished, and if that environment was still there today, I probably would never have left. It was, and if I can provide that, and I think we have the makings of that now. The ground's fertile. We just need to, foster that and to keep it watered. I'm excited at what can come out of that, both at a personal level and at a friendship level with the guys that we have, and as well as the strength of like-minded people producing high-quality product. That is designed specifically for a customer, and have that, because it all comes down to a customer intimacy, and have that that culture reflected in the product to the customer, and that product is the service that goes with it. The video clip that we saw today was just a small snippet of what on how we could make that bridge to the customer, and you can't make that clip with a with a bunch of grumpy guys who don't give too much about the product and northern environment they work in. That was just double for cuff on the floor.
So one of the things that people talked about today was, to start with, there were several groups. There was the there's the office group, and then there was the various shifts were in different groups, and then the directors were clearly seen to be outside and separate, and nobody knew and even feared some of those people. And maybe there were other groups, but now Canary seems to be more of a...
Yep. I think the importance of the whole team coming together, that is something that needs to needs to continue. And if we don't do that, I fear that it's one of the things that could...
So we started, I think, in April. We've had 8 half-day sessions, something like 5 days all together. Doesn't sound like enough to make a lot of difference, but... Sort of, it has really, hasn't it?
So. It has made a lot of difference. It's made a lot of difference to the team. We have yet to put a lot of legs on some of the ideas that we've learned. But hey, we're in a 5-year process.
So going back to our, we started off this whole process with a strategy meeting, which Canary decided it wanted to be world class in customer intimacy. Do you think we're a little bit more, or much more, significantly more likely to get there now because of this? Or talk to me about what you think.
Oh, I think the path's clearer than what it was. It's also scarier than what we thought it might be, because as I described in the car on the way out here, I'm not sure how familiar this is to many companies. So there's not a lot of people to copy off. Now that's a good thing, of course, because our uniqueness is worth value, and we can capitalise that on that. But the negative side is we've got no one to learn off.
Hey, that's what I'm here for.
That's what you're here for. I think, yes, from a director's point of view, I can really see a way now to get closer to the customer.
Right.
And to get the team closer to the customer, and to get that service value, get that, the soul-ish type stuff with the customer, where there's a sense of loyalty for each other.
Yes,
we're working for him, he's working for us. He's got to be a bucking it both ways. And, and you know, you're not going to get that with every customer because it, it does require a you know, an understanding both ways. But hey, the ones that you can grab, I think if you can get a loyalty, you've first got a, it's almost like first right of refusal.
We've talked about the good things. What about the things we should have, could have done better?
The things we could have done better, Bruce, is I think some of the theory got lost in the at the level that we're trying to pitch it to. I think some of the guys have relayed that to you, and it's probably a reflection of the type of people who you typically present this material to. In saying that, I still think they got snippets out of it that that they have been able to apply, and it's not really learned. It's not, you don't really understand how much they've learned until you've applied it, and we haven't applied many things yet. So
you've got a whole lot of stuff that's there ready to be. I mean, you've got 5 years' work ahead of you just to put in place what we've done over the last 8 weeks, really.
That's right. One thing I would do differently is, and we're only a small, a relatively small company. One thing I would do differently next time would be employ a scribe to who does that work really well
and trap it as we go,
rather than trying to remember it at the end.
Good piece of learning then. So thanks for that. So just to wrap this thing up, if you were talking to someone else thinking about doing something similar, what would you say?
What would I say? Consider it's not a fad. You've got to go into it with your heart. You consider your own position and where you sit in that company, because you're going to let other people take control.
Not for everyone. I mean, some people want to control. And
if you're a control, if you're a control freak and can't trust anyone, don't go anywhere near this idea. You'll just waste your money. Consider the cost.
Is the cost extensive?
We'll probably spend 10% of our time. 10% of our time in unproductive time. Yeah, there's many other programs who said that would be typical. Listen, it's a cost. You need to resource for it. Don't think that you can. If you've got a big team, it's probably built into your overheads, and you can do that. But a small team, a bit more harder to do. A bit more difficult to do that.
If you've taken the whole company out for one day a fortnight, essentially, haven't you? Well, we only actually work for half a day, but presumably that. Have they done anything before or anything afterwards? It's been pretty much a day a fortnight.
Oh, it's a day a fortnight. The guys, there's nothing planned for the day. They might go in and do a bit of cleaning bug around a bit. But effectively, and it's not just that. It's all the, the preparation for these. There's probably another, 3 hours of preparation for the guys have done that's been paid. And then you've got all their focus groups to start up, and they've got all their little meetings, and it's plus what you're getting paid.
Peanuts.
Of course. You do that. You do that 8 sessions.
Yeah.
Plus all the homework.
So there's clearly costs involved.
There's a significant cost.
Overall,
the benefits that we've already seen and the team being together and the team motivation together has more than covered that already. Even without doing all the improvement stuff.
Okay.
Just the change of attitude, preparing the ground, and we could never have done that on our own. You need to actually take that almost out of that your current working environment and all the stuff, and work on it separately and prepare that ground, because we could never have done that on our own. we've already recovered our value, because now when the pressure comes on, the guys will rise to the challenge. Where prior to this, they would have said, what's in it for me a bit more?
Well, Murray, it's been a delight. I specifically chose you, the engineering type approach for what actually happened, and I think that's important for people who might be listening to this in the future. So thank you very much.
Thank you.